All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with Princess X. I know you guys have been wanting it, and I've got more for you. So let's continue. And that's basically it. I see. My dad saved Commodore's father, the Supreme Fuhrer. Kind of have to make this all larger. There we go. It's not unusual for new technology to save the life of somebody thought lost. And I'm proud that my dad was the one to deliver that, but as his son, I'm not thrilled at being thrust into this confusing situation. I'm happy to be surrounded by girls fussing over me, but they don't respond to common sense and their behavior is too dramatic. Don't worry about us as far as common sense goes. The Machine Empire is still a nation of Earth. We do possess common sense. Really? Are you sure about that? Well, I guess I can relax a little on that point. Oh, it's that time already. I was planning to go to school tomorrow, but it's going to be a pain to heat up the bath. Do not worry. The bath is already prepared. Really? All the systems of the Mercuria house are under the control of 42. Leave it to her. So don't worry. I see. I guess that could be convenient. If I have to ask 42 for every little thing, isn't that just as much trouble as operating things manually? I'm off to the bath then. Of course, take your time. I didn't expect to be able to take a bath so soon. The water's either going to be scalding hot or freezing cold. Guaranteed. Oh no, the water temperature is perfect. This is nice. Thank goodness for that. Yeah? Commodore, what are you doing here? I'm using the bath right now. Excuse me, I will wash my body as well. Why? Commodore is butt naked, washing herself right in front of me. Well, what's going on? If she's a robot. I am washing my body. It is extremely precise machinery. This is necessary maintenance. Then wait until I get out. We of the Machine Empire are rationalists. Logically, I determined that this course of action saves both time and hot water. But... do you dislike rationalism? It's not about rationalism. This is what it's going to be when I'm arguing with my robot. Washing our bodies simultaneously saves 42.8% on water. Over the course of a year, the total savings... Hush! No, that's fine. I don't need to hear exact numbers. For a princess, you're as thrifty as a pauper. Do they have a resource shortage at the South Pole? Then you'll leave once you're done washing, right? What's with that look? Why are you looking at me like I'm some kind of idiot? Of course, there's also afterwards. I wish you would understand that much. Afterwards? Sexual release. Well, is that what we do after the bath? I thought you did that before the bath. Because if you do sexual release before the bath, then you have to take another bath. And that wastes another 42.8 gallons of water. Sexual release. There it is. And she says it so casually. Right, of course. What else could it be? What, she's gonna read you War and Peace? I don't know. She might.
すでにお分かりのこととは存じますが
One day I'm gonna joke with my robot and say, what are you gonna do, read War and Peace? And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh no, uh-oh, I know that look. You're about to read War and Peace, aren't you? Isn't that what you said you wanted? I was joking. I didn't mean chapter one. Uh-oh, here we go. It's gonna be a long night. Shinichi-sama, you have no right to refuse, as I think you already know. Yeah, I figured as much. Yeah, I know. Even if I had the right to refuse, she wouldn't let me exercise it. I don't even care anymore. On that note, please wash my body, the lower half in particular. You can't do it yourself? Suddenly, 42's voice came from outside the bath. Isn't 42 saying not to do that? Pay it no mind. Since 42 is in charge of my maintenance, she probably doesn't want you touching my body, Shinichi-sama. Be quiet! I'll ask Shinichi-sama to kick you out of the house! No need to go that far. That damn robot is getting uppity because you're too fine a gentleman, Shinichi-sama. Okay then. Just don't bully 42. I feel bad for her. Boy. She sure turned on 42. That damn robot! I was like, wow, okay, that's how you feel. If you insist, Shinichi-sama, what luck, 42. You enjoy Shinichi-sama's mercy. Phew, made it through that one. But I've still got this to deal with. Now then. I'll have my future husband perform my body maintenance. Uh-oh. Yeah? That's probably a thing that'll happen. But, hey, can't robots wash themselves? Like, I don't know, detach an arm and do the back? Like, you didn't need any help? No, I detached my arm and did my back myself. I don't know why you humans can't do that. Because if I detach my arm, I will bleed to death and die. You just said that was 42's job. It's fine. Come, Shinichi-sama. Please clean me up. I don't want to. 42 is right outside. For the moment, let's just get this over with. There's nothing to worry about. Komidori might be a girl, but she's still a machine. She looks soft and smooth, but she's a machine, not a human. Okay then, here I go. I start rubbing her gently, beginning with the area around her breasts. Komidori's body twitches at my touch. Are you okay? Yes, it's no problem. My body just shook because it felt good. She's giving me a hot stare. I guess she wants me to keep it up. Alright then, let's make her feel good. I'm a virgin, but I'll do my best. I rub her carefully from the breast to her belly, cleaning her up with soap. Is there any way I can actually... hide the text box, but that doesn't do anything. Nope, there's no way to fix the transparency of the text box. Uh-uh. Oh well. Smoothly making bubbles. Shinichi-sama, you're good at this. Am I? You've got another robot one that I think I might go back to. It's not that long, but I think I'd like to go back to it. Yes, you are. You're so gentle with my skin as you clean it. Such a comfortable touch. Even maid robots can't really do that. Is this proof that our Komidori is loved by Shinichi-sama? That's not especially, we just met today. But come to think of it, she's the first humanoid girl I've ever touched. When I say touched, I mean in the perverted sense. Nausea's a snake, but even if this girl is a machine, she's still a humanoid. I thought that because you're a girl, I should treat you gently. I guess that's why. Is that so? Then you've been caressing the others' bodies like this as well? What? No, I haven't. For a moment, Naja's face appears inside my head, even though we have a physical relationship. Is something wrong? Your heart rate changed. No, it's nothing. Anyway, I'll clean you up more. I calmly stroke Komidori's body. I wonder if she's really artificial. It feels amazingly good, and she's amazingly smooth. I feel like I'll be a captive to this sensation. I reach my hand around to her breasts again and get a firm grip. Bouncy. And super soft. These feel great, too. That feeling takes over my fingers. Seems like you're messing with the robot's pleasure center. Ah, there. This feels really good. Doesn't it? So, organic gentlemen also appreciate the feeling of breasts. Then the thank you, let me... What are you doing? Allow me to clean between your legs. Komidori reaches for my crotch before she's even done speaking. She takes a firm grip on my penis. My blood rushes down to the site. Oh my, you weren't even hard. But what a gain just from being grabbed. How embarrassing. No, this is a good hardness, length, girth, an excellent penis in every respect. Not sure how to feel. Flattered, I guess? I'm not flattering you. It's the truth. Yeah? I am a noble Frey. I cannot lie, so I hope you'll believe me. I see. Okay, then. Thank you. Not at all. With that, let me proceed with the cleaning. Komidori's hands cover my penis in soap, leaving me in the depths of pleasure. I can't do anything but moan. Wow, what is this? Does it satisfy you? This feels too good. I'm gonna lose it. Is that so? Then I'll keep it at a level where you won't. Here, how's this? 1, 2, 3, 4. Stop, if you rub it in rhythm like that. No, I won't stop. Concentrate, keep your eyes open, and look at my face. Call my name. Komidori! Komidori! I lick out some pre-cum along with my voice. It's not unmanageable, but I can barely control myself. It feels good, huh? I'm honored. Now let me see you climax. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pre-cum spurts from my penis. This is the best hand job I've ever had. Many times better than doing it myself. I want to come immediately. That's why you need a robot to do hand jobs for you. Right there. Be careful though, you know, you get the ones with the with the power grip. But she holds me at the edge. Pre-cum keeps spurting out, and my penis cries with joy. Boy, what a crazy freaking line. My penis cries with joy. No. It seems you're enjoying it. Then let me move even faster. There. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nyeh! The rubbing grows faster. My excitement breaks through and even more fluid gushes out. Are you coming or aren't you? Komodori asks me teasingly. The answer is obvious. It feels too good. I let myself go completely. I'm coming. Let me come. Oh, she says, Jawo. I'm coming. Splurt, splooosh, splurt, splash. Wow, there's so much! Amazing! Komodori smiles happily, but somehow behind that smile, I catch a glimpse of thorns. She has, to put it bluntly, a vaguely malicious aura. I'm beat. Thank you, Shinichi-sama. I enjoyed myself as well. Now then, 42. I'm coming out. Clean me up. I can't understand 42's words because all she says is yah. And I really don't want to say why she says that, but we kind of got an idea. There might be a certain mustache-wielding man that, I don't know. Maybe it's the reason why a merch store went down? I don't know anything about that. But she doesn't seem to be having a good time. That much I can tell from her voice. I wonder how many people actually tried to buy that thing before it shut down. But she doesn't seem to be having a good time. That much I can tell from her voice. That might be true. Komodori is selfish. It must be hard having a master like this. That tired me out. I'd better go to sleep early. Too much happened today. I want to go straight to bed. Uh-oh. It looks like Shinichi is asleep. You again. We have a moratorium against fighting. That's why I waited until Shinichi went to sleep. I can't believe you took a bath together. Oh, here we go! Flames of earth, flames of heaven, flames of void, my foe is before me. Burn him away and may the world be reborn again, he screams at 3:15 in the morning. All tank platoons, terminate stealth mode and engage combat protocols. Panzer IV! So they're fighting outside the house. So noisy. Ugh. Put some earplugs on. It's only a war outside. Everything would be okay. In place of an intermission, it's time for some trivia. Part 3. Did you know? Part 3. 3! Let's see what's happening behind the scenes. Scenes! An alliance? I hear that you became Shinichi-sama's fiancé in order to interfere with his marriage to Naja, Proxy-sama. And that if those two get married, you'll destroy the organic humans of this world. That's right. It's a pity, but for the glory of God and for our catalog. Then our interests align, do they not? I want to marry Shinichi-sama. You, Proxy-sama, want him to not marry Naja. Just as the proud Aryan race, baselines though they were impressed by the samurai spirit and allied with the Eastern barbarians. Boy, they translated this very correct, Jazz. Wow! They really are Nazi robots. It should be possible for us to join hands. Let me think about it a little. Take your time. However, I remind you that every choice has only one logical solution. This concludes the trivia corner. Ugh, how would this turn out? After that... A few days later, the house was destroyed, and then, just when I thought it was fixed, it got destroyed again. That happened 3 times. This bunch caused such a stir that I haven't been to school in days. And then one day... It's me. I came to hang out. Tsunuyoshi, where'd you come from? I'm coming up. Hey, don't just come in. Hold on, wait, I said. I see. I understand what's going on, even so. What? This is spectacular. Yeah, it's a real spectacle. Forgive me. I meant it as a compliment. I don't feel complimented. Crap, he saw Naja and everyone. For all I insisted, this man came into the living room all on his own. But strangely enough, this man, he's detached, or rather taking it in stride, or rather the same as usual. He's not surprised at all. He's so adaptable, it creeps me out. I thought he would be shocked. You're not using that magic from school, are you? I am not. Really? This guy is impressive. He's got iron nerves. So these girls are all your fiancés? That's, well... Indeed. Right. Answer him. I see. What do you mean, I see? I see. What do you mean, you see? That can mean practically anything. Tsunuyoshi, correct? You say you came to hang out. Yes, your highness. It's fine, I told you, call me Naja. You're Shinichi's friend, it's embarrassing if you stand on ceremony. Naja then. By the way, excuse me, that's good. By the way, Suniyoshi, why aren't you at school today? And by that you mean? School is every day. Why are you here at this time? That's true. My night training academy had instruction every day as well. Has your house been destroyed as well, considering that it's a Japanese custom to take off from school when your home is destroyed? She's making a proud face that says, look, I've gotten pretty knowledgeable about Japan. Just to be clear, that's definitely not the reason. That's the problem with uncultured nations. Today is Sunday. There's no school today. No school? Hmm? A day of rest? Aren't one or two of those a year plenty?
Uh-oh.
Damn, sorceress! At least one holy day of rest must be devoted each month to God! So ignorant. In Japan, Saturday and Sunday are days off. Unlike some backwards countries busy making war, 5 days of work are enough here. What sloth? How gutless! My, such savage tribespeople. It might be a bit difficult for either of you to serve as Shinichi-sama's wife. Shut up, you puppet. You want to fight that badly? Stop, Commodore. You stop taunting them, too. 42, don't just watch. Stop, Commodore. As her escort, I wish 42 would help keep Commodore from causing trouble. At least Naja's nanny tells her off sometimes, although I don't know what she says. As if 42 could do that. Maid robots are not permitted that kind of action. Don't you understand that much? That's... Given what happened the other night, Commodore's probably telling the truth. Baya-san is Naja's chief of staff and keeps an eye on her. I guess 42 has no such permissions as a maid. Anyway, please listen to me. Commodore, don't say such extreme things. You were asking for a fight just now. Naja, I understand why you're mad, but control yourself. Don't suggest war as the first option. Okay, I won't. Over these past days, I've finally gotten used to it, or maybe I've just gotten numb to it. I can come on a bit stronger now. Naja's attitude has also softened slightly. Maybe because she destroyed my house again just after it was rebuilt the other day. I'll pardon it for now. One day I'll be queen. This is an opportunity to learn tolerance. As if you could. Why, you... No, Shinichi just told me off. I won't get mad. That's what she says, but... Her tale tells a different story. If your mother could see you now, she'd lament your weak will. That has nothing to do with my mother. I am me. You'll see when my reign comes.
Who?
Ah, it looks like Naja is making an effort. Roxy, don't provoke her! Right, sorry. You got scolded. I like how lively this house is whenever I come. You call this lively? That's not how I describe it. By the way, whenever he comes, it's usually when my sisters are around. And yeah, I guess you could call those two lively. And they're all such beautiful people. Is that so? Indeed. Right. Aren't they shameless? No, there's no need to be humble. At that level, they can brag. I really envy you, Mikuria. Oh, Mikuria. I think it's Mikuria. I've been saying Mikuria. They certainly are beautiful. Naja and Proxy are beautiful from the waist up. Komidori is beautiful on the outside. But upon closer inspection, well, I think Tsuneyoshi's sense of beauty might be a bit skewed. Or at least that he's overlooking some pretty important aspects. Still, I appreciate the compliment. By the way, let me address the main topic. Main topic? You had a reason for coming? I thought you just came to hang out. What is it? Right, let's step outside for a moment. You can't push your way in and then ask to step outside. We can talk here. No, I don't want everyone here to hear what I have to say. Then why are you saying that out loud? What? What's that? How interesting. Look, now things are complicated. Anyway, just come. Hey, don't pull me. Don't I get a say? Why is everybody like this? You sure are calm about this, huh? About what? They're monsters. They're not human. You just suddenly walked in and saw them. Most people would be scared. It's fine, and it wasn't actually that sudden. I heard a rumor that you have a fiancé who's not exactly mainstream human. A rumor? What kind of rumor? Where'd you hear a rumor like that? From Sayuko. Oh, Sayuko with Tsuneyoshi and nobody else calls my sister, as a pair. He just took the first characters of their names and stuck them together. They explained everything in detail the last time we met. Those two sure know how to blab, but even so, wouldn't you normally be surprised or scared or disgusted? Or at least treat it like something unusual? I wouldn't. No, you would. Normally you would. I don't know what's normal, but I wouldn't. Is that so? Yes, I know you can't judge by appearances. You're pretty cool, you know? I can't believe you can say that after seeing the real thing. Alright guys, so that's where we're gonna end off for now. We got more Princess X coming up, so stay tuned. I'm out.